From RSU Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Hello, hello. Oh, hold the applause. Hold the applause. Just kidding. Keep on going.
There's no applause.
Oh, stop
hey, whoa,
it.
Whoa,
oh,
whoa,
stop
hey,
it.
Hey, don't yell. Don't yell.
Masta, I'm not yelling. I'm not yelling, Mom. Hi, welcome to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. I'm your host, Caden Coleman. And guess what? Today's a special week. And the funny thing is that my producer did not want to put it in the intro, but it may or may not be his birthday. And I thought we'd just sit down and chat. We haven't had an episode where we just sit down and talk about things going on in our life and sort of like a Frenemies podcast. If you don't listen to the Frenemies podcast, you're missing out because they have the comedic talent and chops. You need to listen to that. It's hilarious. But we're over here at the station again. It is Caleb's birthday, so you do not want to miss this episode. He is right here, and again, it is his birthday. Caleb, how do you feel on your birthday?
Well, it was yesterday, but, you know.
Well, it was yesterday, but it's... I was going to do a birthday celebration, but you didn't want to put it in the intro.
Well, we didn't have time to put it in the intro. We're
busy
very busy
people.
Today, setting up future episodes and such.
I know we have so many special surprises coming up.
Hopefully next week. Hopefully.
I know. I feel like we've been going at this for a pretty long while, but really it's only been how long? Like a month or two?
Yeah, we started at the end of March, so we're at the beginning of June, so barely a month.
But you know what, though? We're rocking and rolling, and I feel very proud of this little baby that we're... I say we. We aren't... I feel pregnant sometimes. This is my baby right now.
All right.
But my baby is still alive. My baby is still alive. But we're excited you're joining us. And Caleb, do you have any... What'd you do for your birthday yesterday?
I just really relaxed. I went to the gathering place.
Nothing crazy?
No. I did try this place called Osaka. It's pretty cool. It was pretty good. It's one of those places where they make the food in front of you and do all these flips with like knives and stuff.
The like fire tornado with the onion.
Yeah.
With the volcano.
Cool. I thought it was pretty cool.
So you saw that.
It's my first time being somewhere like that.
I want to stick my face in one of those volcanoes.
Don't.
And then they serve it.
Don't do that.
And then they serve it.
And they serve your face?
No, they serve the volcano after it burned my face.
Burned face to everyone.
I used to serve it all the time when I'm walking around, strutting down the university. Burnt face, boy.
Do you burn easily? Do you get sunburns easily?
Oh, 100%. I don't even tan. I really do get a farmer's tan. I look like a salmon. And I look like Patrick Starr from SpongeBob. I do not tan well. And when I do, I just turn more red. My skin tone is like pinkish red 24/7. I'm not an actual person.
You look a little burned right now. Have you been in
the
sun
kidding?
Recently? A little bit, yeah.
It's just my complexion. Maybe because the sun is just shining in my face right now. I just look so angelic.
Angelic.
Angelic. Whatever the word is.
It's angelic, yeah.
Do you burn easy?
I don't. I don't think.
Oh, lucky
and the,
you.
The best thing about me is whenever I do burn, it turns into a tan. So I kind of like when I get sunburned.
I do too. And you know, it clears your face too. This is so bad.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yes, it does. If you get a sunburn on your face, all the zits go away.
I've never noticed.
It fries the juices out of your pores.
Well, for me, it's kind of like whenever you like are in the sun long enough to get a sunburn, it's usually hot enough where you start sweating. And I think sweat makes me like...
Yeah. But at the end of the day, sunburns are not good for you. Don't get a sunburn. Wear your sunscreen. It's not super hot outside.
If you want to. Give people a free choice, you know.
Yeah. I mean, do what you want, but be safe. It's getting hot out there these days.
The birthday celebration is not finished yet.
It's not. Yeah,
One of our mutual friends also has a birthday today, actually. Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Today? Who?
Today, yes.
Who?
Evan?
This was the day before yours.
No, it's today.
No, you're incorrect.
Are you sure?
We're fighting over this friend. If they're listening, they are... I'm telling you, it's the day before yours.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I'm confused because I have a cousin and her birthday is today.
Oh, okay.
So it's like,
it's a jam packed. I feel like I go on social media. And it's like this person and five other people have birthdays today. I'm like,
there's a lot this week.
Did the world just plot that together for chaos?
Yeah, there's a lot this week. So that's what I was getting confused with. But either way, we do have a we're doing like a friend birthday weekend kind of thing this weekend. You know, go out to the float down the lake, that kind of thing. So
doesn't it feel so good that we can do that because we're vaccinated? Like we can go out and adventure the world.
And to be fair, it is outside, so even if we weren't, which some of us aren't, we can. So.
But we are.
We are.
We are vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, please get vaccinated. I read that in every episode. Get vaccinated. There's no harm in it. We're almost there.
Hopefully.
What's your best like birthday experience?
That's a tough one. It is a tough one. Because I really think that my best birthday like experience maybe this year, because it was just like the whole experience of like, you know, I got to spend the day with, you know, my girlfriend and her family, and then I spent the day before that with my family, and I get to spend the weekend with my friends. It's like, man, like how can I get any better?
Oh, you know, life is so good.
And it's like at the same time, like, you know, I did just get vaccinated. And we have this awesome show. I have my own show. Like, life's doing really good right now. So that kind of makes this birthday really good.
I know. If another pandemic comes up, I might just, you know, COVID 2021.
I really think I could handle it, though. Okay. I think I can handle another pandemic because...
Okay, you better knock on wood right now.
The reason why the first one was so bad, because I feel like, you know, obviously none of us were expecting it. We don't know how to react to it because we've never had to deal with a pandemic before.
Well, our generation.
Yeah, you're right. But and even then, it never that bad. It's never been that bad.
For how long?
Like forever.
The Black Plague.
I think I don't want to say
the yellow.
I don't want to say it's worse because I'm not for sure.
The yellow fever.
It is definitely is the worst in like this century, I guess.
I think it's a lot of people had COVID. I think it's the thing. It's like you either had it or you had it. I feel like in the future.
Yeah.
Talk about like with the vaccines too. It's like
I'm gonna look this up while you're talking.
What? Let's see.
What was the worst pandemic ever?
Okay. I bet the Black Plague was the worst one. We are really uplifted. We're like, we had a good life. Black Plague. Let's look Black Plague on the internet. Let's see here. We have. Oh, I just realized that you're kind of doing an actual producer thing. You're researching live on air.
Wow, you're like you're actually doing your job. I want everyone to know I do my job every week.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Just kidding. Caleb does a great job. H1N1. Oh, my gosh. That's H1N1 was pretty big, though.
The flu?
But that was, I mean, H1N1 was a pretty big deal.
It still's not gone.
2020. COVID-19. The funny thing is, that COVID-19, it's titled 19 because of 2019.
Yeah.
But everyone's like 2020.
I don't think it is titled for 19.
It is, yeah. I think so. Sure? I think it's 19 because it
says here 1.5 million cases, over 1.5 million cases, and 100,000 deaths in the United States. But I don't know how that is compared to others.
So I'm saying it's the reason it's COVID-19 because 19 is 2019.
I was just answering my question from earlier. Is it the worst?
It is.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
It really depends.
You keep talking. I'm researching.
I don't know. He'll get back with that. Figure what the worst pandemic is. But it's his birthday today, and I don't want to overshadow your birthday party. Your birthday party. Like it's that big of a party here.
I really have not had one specific party.
You haven't?
No. And I usually don't.
I had a cake one birthday that spelled my name wrong, A. And B, it had Luigi on it. And Luigi was the wrong race. It wasn't even the right race. Not that race bending and different, you know, representations, but I wasn't expecting that.
I just feel like there's certain, I don't know, Luigi's been around for so long, you can't really, like, change him, you know?
I don't know, I'm in sport. Once I saw it on my cake, I was like, oh yeah, it looks good on him. I love the vibe. But my name was spelled wrong on that cake.
In case you're wondering.
That was, like, middle child syndrome written on a cake.
In case you're wondering, I literally cannot find an answer at all, so.
Well, who's gonna be like, this was the worst one ever?
I'm sure there is. I mean, you know how many top tens? Top tens, deadliest earthquakes.
Watch Mojo, top 10 plagues.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll make one of
Black Plague. Black Plague was the worst.
Well, let's look it up. I said, how many cases did I say? 1.5 million?
But not all of them people died. I mean, that's not true. People did die. And, by the way, this is not trying to offend anybody. We're just, like, genuinely curious. It killed an estimated 50 million people.
Yeah, you're right. That's
a little worse. Crazy.
This says 25 to 60% of the European population
died.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
But I also feel like if the
medicine wasn't around,
I also don't think COVID is not as deadly as this one. But if it was, we would have. I mean, I feel like a lot of what helps us is because of all the medical advances we've had since then, obviously.
It's been like the Black Plague came around, I would, like, just bunker down in a room and not talk to anybody the rest of my life.
That's a fun life.
But the Black Plague.
But I'd rather just die from it than spend my life in a dark room.
Well, I mean, after, like, 2 years.
It wouldn't be over by 2 years. That lasts, like, a decade, it said.
Well, fantastic. What a terrible decade.
Fun podcast. Birthdays and
Black
pandemics.
Black Plague what? Birthday party. That's the title of the episode. You agree?
Yeah, sure.
Well, at the end of the day, COVID-19 was not fun for anybody, and it's kind of weird, but rest in peace everyone that died of COVID-19, because... Oh, yeah. I mean, what a terrible, terrible time. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to get off this topic.
Let's go to something more uplifting.
I have something not uplifting, but something crazy.
Well, I just wanted to say that we will have another birthday special, not soon, but within the next couple months for you.
If I'm still around. Like, hit by a car.
Okay, don't knock on wood now.
Knock on wood. But here's the funny thing. I will be gone 1 week, coming up pretty soon, and I feel like somebody is taking over my show.
No.
You think so? I don't know. I thought I saw like a glitch on my screen.
I thought we weren't supposed to talk about that.
What do you mean? All I saw was there was like this like hacker trying to get into my program.
No.
I don't know. We'll see who it was. We'll see who it is. Maybe it's Gibby. I mean, Freddy from iCarly.
Well, I just mean, like, I thought we weren't supposed to talk about it because the person that...
is hacking. I mean, I don't know who it is.
They also send us, like, you know, threats.
They said, show...
If you reveal who it is, then, like, we're going to, like, give you a pimple from...
Too late, girl.
From sweat.
Bro, give me the biggest pimple you got. I had a pimple on my lip recently. Like, not on the edge, but, like, on my lip. That sucker hurt like a butt cheek on a stick.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
That's a Vine reference, in case you don't know. It hurts so bad. Like, zits around your lip hurt more than anything. I'd rather get my leg chopped off.
See, I think one of the worst pains is, like, ingrown hairs. Or ingrown nails, either one.
Ingrown nails are really bad. That's more of like a steady, like meager pain, I think.
But though. Like an ingrown hair, like it like hurts if you
ingrown
touch it.
Ingrown hairs are crazy.
They hurt if you touch it. They are satisfying to pull out though.
It's like I don't understand how the bad thing works.
It's a hair and it just grows back in, I don't know.
But like how much room does it take in that pore?
Good question.
Because people be pulling out freaking, like, football fields length of their hair.
The reason why we're talking about this is because Caden's one of those people that, like, he likes watching those kind of videos.
Yes, I do.
Like, what's that, Dr. Pimple Popper or whatever?
Dr. Pimple
is he
Popper.
Is he your idol?
Love her. If she came on the show.
Oh, it's a she? I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I never watched it.
She's a legend. She's a queen. And I want her on the show so bad. We did a lot. What if we did, like, a live popping of my pimples? That'd be crazy. I want her to evaluate my skincare routine so I can do better.
Wouldn't really work on the radio station. So.
I mean, I have some deep creators. I think there could be some pops. Let's bring a live chiropractor.
That would
pop my back.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think it's good.
You know that. I pop my back all the time. You know, I pop my back all the time.
And you like to pop other people's backs as well.
And I'm like, give me your back.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That's weird. Anyways, it's our time for a break already. I feel like time's just flying by. After the break, though, we have a weird unboxing. Caleb's getting a present from me. You have to figure out what it is after the break. So we'll see you after the break.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome back to It's Kind of Late. You're listening to me, Caden Coleman. And in case you weren't tuning in for the first segment of the show.
15 minutes.
For 15 minutes, yep. Yes, you could say. It is Caleb's birthday, and we wanted to celebrate that today.
by talking about the Black Plague, which we already did.
What a fun conversation.
I know. Well, you want another op on the sun for you and just another moment in the grave for them. So, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. that was so bad. Great. Anyways, I have this package right here that I bought for Caleb, just the package. Nothing's inside it. Just kidding. There's something inside it. Here's the thing, though. With what I bought, it doesn't look like what I bought for him. And I'm nervous that it's something completely different. But here's the package.
That makes it fun.
Yeah, here's proof. Here's proof.
Oh, my. Okay, stop.
ASMR.
Okay. So basically what I'm hearing is you had no content for this week, so you decided to do this instead.
That is completely not true. He's shaking his head. I want to do this episode. This episode is about you, sir.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Jeez. Here you go. Hands in the present after he says a rude comment. That's our whole relationship. I get literally punched in the face and I say thank you. Oh, it's so exciting. If y'all can see this.
Wow, it's an Amazon bag.
Ooh, just Amazon.
Everybody in Christmas time.
I feel like it looks... Isn't. Oh, okay. So
it's a brown box.
It's a brown box. Ooh.
It says International Paper Box Certificate. This is very fun.
Okay. It's just the box. It's just a certificated box. So that's why it's shaped weird. Okay. So it's inside the box.
Hmm. Fancy.
Oh, there it is.
You're nice.
So you tell them what you got?
I got a cheer. It is a record. Of an album.
They can't say what it is? That what album?
No, they have to guess.
Okay. Everyone out there, guess. But, yeah.
Wow, you guys are all wrong. It is Tyler, the Creator,
Igor. But I saw that and I was like, yes. But hopefully you enjoy it, sir.
It's a good album. I will.
Yes.
I can't really listen to it right now.
I think you're listening to the show.
I don't have my record player set up either, but...
Yeah. But you need to get it set up to listen.
Eventually, yeah.
You need to get it set up to listen.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of our show, guys.
All right. See you next week.
How can you do your... Can you sing our theme song?
We don't have... What do you mean?
Our theme song.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to sing it. Ready?
Don't. No.
I was just singing it.
I did the voiceover for that, you know what?
No, you didn't. No,
I did.
That was Luke.
Who's that?
Put some respect on Luke's name.
I'm kidding. I love Luke. Yeah, that was Luke. Thank
Luke's
you to Luke.
Great.
Luke is great.
He was on the
I got
first
you a
episode.
Present. You better stop having an
he
attitude.
Was on the first. I didn't even say anything. He was on the first episode.
He was, yes. Which I'm just going to plug the podcast. If you are listening in, you obviously are hearing it on time. But let's say you miss an episode or you miss last week's episode.
If you miss an episode, then...
Well, don't worry. Don't worry, though, because you can go anywhere you find podcasts and on rsgradio.com and find our podcast of the show in case you miss any episode. It'll be up there.
Ooh. Yeah. Every time I play that sound, you make the exact same noise.
The ooh.
Yep.
Okay. You need to leave. I'm not going to leave. Am I going to leave till vacation? I'm excited for a vacation.
Me too. I'm going next week.
How excited are you if 1 to 10?
I'm very excited. If you didn't even know what's happening, you got to listen to the Mother's Day special.
Should we talk about your trip to Nashville, Tennessee?
To Nashville, Tennessee, yes.
Are you excited for it now?
I get to clarify
Nashville. You weren't as excited when we first talked about it.
No, I was excited.
You just are you more excited now that it's getting closer?
You got to hold the excitement when you're on the air, you know? You got to be like...
No. You got to be fun, spunky, jazzy.
Sorry. No.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes. I was going to bring this up. The weirdest story came up. Do you know Ellie Kemper is in the KKK?
Yeah, because you told me earlier.
Okay, well, dang it. I kind of probably got to explain to the audience. So, this is the weirdest story ever. So, Ellie Kemper of The Office and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and Bridesmaids turns out to be a KKK pageant queen.
Fun.
Excuse me?
Fun stuff.
He's obviously joking.
Yeah, I'm joking.
But that's just that.
What was that?
Exactly. I saw on my on Twitter that they said this wasn't on my 2021 bingo card. It wasn't on mine either.
What's on yours?
That's a good thing. Random stories that I didn't think would be on my card, but they are now. I'll tell you what's weird. Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Song. They're married and they have kids.
Good for them.
Do you know who Brenda Song is?
Yeah, of course I know Brenda Song.
Brenda Song's from Sweet Life on Deck, and Macaulay Culkin's just a classic legend.
Cody.
They're together. Yeah. Let's have them on the show. They've been asking me, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's on my bingo card. Them two on my show.
Well, let's do it. Let's get a bingo.
Bingo. What's on your show? The Black Plague? I mean, your bingo card?
No, I wouldn't say the Black Plague's on my Black Plague. I wouldn't say the Black Plague is on my bingo card. No.
What's on your card?
Getting Igor.
Bing. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a blackout bingo.
It's not a blackout, that's just one.
Have you ever been to a bingo hall before?
Not a bingo hall.
I want to go so bad. I want to see all those elderly people hustle.
We've get those numbers. Played bingo on campus before.
I know. I'm not good at bingo.
One of our friends won AirPods from it, too.
Yeah, not me.
Not me either. Not Evan either.
I'll tell you, though, I'm good at the trivia.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. I am tried and true, proven to be good at trivia. You take me to a trivia night, and I think we'll get at least third place.
That's kind of awkward, because last time we did have a trivia on campus, pretty sure my team beat yours. So,
your team? That is so false.
Yeah, no, it's not.
When?
What do you mean when? It was last time we had bingo trivia on campus.
A bingo, I'm not good.
Not bingo, it was trivia.
Oh, that is false.
Yeah.
That is the most false thing I've heard.
You know, we had Trent on the show before. He was on my team.
You are lying.
No, I'm not.
You're lying on the show. No. Yes.
Because we got speakers from it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, like third place. We got the first pick.
No.
Okay. Fact checker. I wish we had a third person.
Somebody get fact check this fat lie. Somebody get Katie Warnick in here.
I know. You are a dirty liar. Happy birthday.
My goodness.
You're lying to yourself.
Okay. Whoa.
You're lying to yourself. You're lying.
That is some heavy
accusations. Putting my name through the mud. How do you feel?
Some heavy accusations. Actually.
Mm-hmm. Start thinking more.
Actually, I have nothing to say. I'm not sorry for anything.
Are you wrong?
I'm not sorry for anything.
Are you wrong, though?
I will not confirm or deny that.
He is wrong. Maybe he just had a brain fart. He's looking at me like he wants to kill me.
Yeah.
But it's his birthday, so he can't do that. That was me dying.
Was that a gunshot?
That was... Go. Ready?
What was that?
We're so stupid.
Yeah.
We're so stupid. I beat you in trivia.
Okay, whatever. New topic.
Okay, fine. We already did Ellie Kemper. I had a question for you. There was that TikTok trend where that guy had a birthday party.
TikTok trend.
Where the guy had a birthday party in California, and then everybody came and it turned into a riot. What was that called?
It wasn't a birthday party. It was Alex's Kickback.
Alex's Kickback. If you have not heard of this, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. So tell us
you
what
didn't
it was.
You didn't go?
I wasn't invited.
I went. I was there.
I wasn't invited.
I was there. I was in California for that weekend.
Well, tell us what it was.
Literally, it was this guy, and he tweeted about he's having Kickback with
TikTok.
His friends. No, I think it was a tweet. And then somebody screenshotted it and was like, hey, everyone show up. And it became a riot. And people like
charged up.
Posted about like all these really big.
So they went.
Yeah. And like people were like jumping on police cars and vandalizing them.
We should make our own. Kane's Kickback in Oklahoma.
There's just three people there. Just me, you.
Me, you, and Tip Toasty.
Tip Toasty. Shout out to Tip.
Who would be at our kickout? Kickback.
How are we kicking out?
Yeah.
Some gymnastics, I guess.
What?
Everybody that listens to the show is welcome to this Kickback. We're going to do it on a... when should we do it?
Let's plan an imaginary Kickback. What food are we serving?
This is real.
This is not real.
It's going to be on June 31st.
June 31st?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. And then I think she does have, like, a weird selection of food. Like, just all foods, but there has to be pickles have to be in the food.
Let's do, like, have, like, a hibachi chef, but he only makes, like,
foods that have pickles in
them. Lunchables. Like, it's a hibachi chef. Like, he makes chef, and he just makes like
the pizza, the small pizzas that are not even cooked.
Yeah,
he just do that.
Mm-hmm. So you're the hibachi chef now, and then we could have. I'm just in a hibachi mood now because I went.
They should have a restaurant just called like Nostalgia Brunch. You just go, and it has all those nostalgic meals like Lunchables.
It's probably good. It's got to be a thing.
Lunchables go. Those balls that had yogurt in them, you bite into them and it's just yogurt, like strawberry flavored.
I never had those.
Oh my, Yogos. They're called Yogos. If you know what a Yogo is, hit that like button. Subscribe.
If you don't know what a Yogo is,
when you don't know what a Yogo is, you're done. You're done. I said, you're gone. You're gone. No, Yogos were the most delicious things ever. And then fruit gushers.
Why do you call them fruit gushers? Why not just call them gushers?
Because...
Was there another kind of gusher that didn't have fruit?
Ew, imagine a gusher that was like turkey gusher.
Sounds good to me.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Sign me up for Thanksgiving.
For a turkey gusher.
Yep.
I want a salty, savory gusher.
But like, instead of like... The turkey gusher is just, like, the turkey, like, juices. You know, like, whenever you, like, cut into a
no,
turkey...
No, but you
and, like,
can't. You can't do
out.
That, because it has to be the same consistency of the fruit gusher.
So it can be, like, blended together or something?
Or no, just chemically...
Oh, gosh.
Or, like, a...
Oh, yeah.
Or do you know... Do you know how V8 has their vegetable juice?
Yeah.
Like, vegetable gushers.
That... does not sound appealing in the slightest.
Like a carrot gusher. That sounds delicious to me. Sounds nutritious.
This episode is everywhere.
But it's a good everywhere.
We went from the Black Plague, and now we're at vegetable gushers.
Well, you haven't started talking about nostalgic foods. Yoo-hoos. I wasn't a big fan of Yoo-hoos.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember Yoo-hoos? No. I remember because I worked at Quitrip at the time.
I remember the chocolate milk Yoo-hoo.
That.
Oh, yeah, I love that stuff.
Yeah. One time at Quitrip, I was holding a big old case of those, and it was like a 12 by 12 thing, so 144 Yoo-hoos. And I fell and slipped back and dropped them, and they all shattered around me. I felt like Saving Private Ryan. I was waking up, and it was just a Yoo-hoo. Glass and juice everywhere.
Juice?
I was covered in Yoo-hoo.
Chocolate milk.
Yeah, I was covered in milk.
That's better.
No.
Moldy. That's better than saying with juice.
Would you have to be covered in milk or juice? Juice.
Neither.
That's not an option. Sometimes with this Oklahoma weather, I feel like I'm covered in both.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, with...
Some of these days feel very...
bro, there's some milky
muggy,
people out
musty,
there.
Whatever the word is.
There's some people out there that, you know, just feel like they're covered in milk every day.
You know, this actually brings... This can segue into an interesting conversation. There's a movie being filmed in Oklahoma right now. Did you know that?
That is...
A movie.
Not, what's the segue?
But we're saying that because people from Hollywood don't know how to handle Oklahoma weather. They don't know how.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shout out to that. Reservation.
I don't know how much of this we can say on air, but we know someone.
That was an extra.
Yeah.
In the new Martin Scorsese movie that was filming in Oklahoma.
So he gave us some inside information. He said a lot of these Hollywood people don't know how to deal with Oklahoma weather.
But that's just...
Like, they had a stormy day, and they were freaking out.
But names redacted. We won't tell you.
Yeah, we won't reveal much because, you know, privacy and...
But then also, we had a friend that was, the side of Reservation Dogs.
Yeah, but the one we were talking about was, what's the name?
The new Scorsese movie.
What's it called?
Killers of the
Something Moon.
I forget. I even read the book, but I forget what the book's even called. But the new...
Flower Moon. Killers of
the Flower Moon. But the new FX show, Reservation Dogs, is coming out
in July.
July? and they filmed it in Oklahoma. I know somebody very close to us.
We have inside knowledge of everything in Oklahoma now.
We basically run this whole stuff.
I feel like we are the ones.
We're the leaders of the Illuminati.
We're the glue holding Oklahoma together. No. This show.
I feel like we should cut off the panhandle and just let the panhandle be its own state.
That's kind of mean.
No, I think it'd be funny. Just like a little line as a state. Just the line.
Isn't that like Rhode Island?
No, Rhode Island's a little crunchy at the very end.
A little crunchy.
It looks like a crunch bar.
I've never heard
you're biting into
I've
it.
I've never heard a state be referred to as crunchy.
Well, before. It doesn't have a straight end on one end. It's like crunchy and weird.
Like the bottom of Oklahoma.
Yes. Like, we look like a freaking steak cleaver. Yeah, it's been, like, rusted cool. And gusted.
I like it, but you can't cut off the handle and still have a steak cleaver.
I do like our steak shape. It's pretty satisfying.
It's very unique. At least you're not like us.
I'll tell you.
There's so many rectangles. It's like, what the heck?
Boring. Boring. What's the best steak shape?
That's a weird question.
I know. Texas is pretty satisfying.
I kind of like Florida.
Oof. Do not. It has one. There's this one hole in Florida that's just there for no reason. Do you know what I'm talking about? It looks like it has an eyeball.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Let's look. Let's look at some of these states.
Let's look at state shapes. Utah, with the little bump up. Oh yeah. Hmm. Booyah.
Oh, sorry.
Booyah. I'll tell you which one has the grossest. West Virginia.
No.
What? Is that what were the people thinking that, you know, plotted out West Virginia? Do you see West Virginia?
I think the grossest one is New Jersey.
It looks kind of like
that. It's weird.
And I like that.
Which one did you say?
West Virginia. Right over here. It looks like they just gave up making it.
Actually, I feel like the most satisfying is like Hawaii.
That's just like a little ink splotches.
But the fact that they all like line up is kind of cool.
I don't know. Nevada's pretty satisfying. Nevada, but I'm telling you, nice. West Virginia.
Nevada would be great if it didn't have that little thing on the bottom.
If anyone ever listens or is from West Virginia, I'm sorry, but I think your state looks just like outline wise. It looks weird.
New Mexico is literally a square.
But it's vibing.
North Dakota, a rectangle. South Dakota, a rectangle. Wyoming, a rectangle. Colorado, a rectangle. What are you guys doing? Kansas, rectangle. Come
You're
on.
You're so heated.
Come on. Who did
I like
this?
The small one. Like Delaware, kind of looks like a booger.
Alabama is basically a rectangle with just some.
That looks like a face. You
bottom.
See the side of Alabama? It looks like a face.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That reminds me. Do you know that guy? Like the guy that's like along the Mississippi River?
The guy?
Yeah. Like the figure that you can like see.
I never heard of that. I know, like, the Italy boot. You've seen the Italy boot before?
Yeah, I have. But if you look up... Let me see if I can find a picture here. Yeah, this guy right here.
I have seen that. And, like, the chicken is Kentucky.
Yeah.
And, like, the pan is, like, the thing.
The boot's, like, Louisiana.
I see it.
Missouri. Or that's not Missouri.
I see it, and I feel his energy. But I just don't know... If I appreciate it.
Also, like, Kentucky Fried Chicken, come on. How satisfying is that?
I know, but I feel like it's a little bit of a stretch. Like, he has scoliosis problems, it looks like, because his back is...
If you're wondering, if you want to look it up, it's called the United States Map Mimal? Mimal? M-I-M-A-L. That's what it's called.
Yeah, he has a...
It's Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, and Louisiana.
And there's a pan of Tennessee and a chicken of... He's like a cook, people were saying.
But that's satisfying.
I don't think so.
That's very satisfying.
I imagine going to a state and being like, I just hate this shape of this.
But what is cool is whenever you can, like you can visit the corners of four states at the same time.
There is one place.
Yeah, there's one nearby.
Well, I forgot which one. What is it called?
It's,
Devil's Point?
Something like that. But it's
is
Oklahoma,
it called that?
Missouri, Kansas. One other one. I forgot
Kansas.
The other one. I'm sorry.
But I want to go there. Because you can just, like, hop around and do different legal things in different areas.
Have you heard about the strip of land that's, like, the only place for... There's, like, no, like... You can murder somebody.
I have seen that.
Yeah.
Let's go there and let's do a live broadcast from that area.
Let's murder somebody there. But like in a friendly way.
Like what if a, who like says, a non-violent, who said you're safe?
Like a non-violent way. Oh, I'll be safe.
Okay.
I'll be safe.
We'll have a live Hunger Games from that area. I feel like they fixed that plot hole, though.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
If not, I'm going. Do you want to go with me?
No, I'm good. I'd be too scared of what... You try to kill me.
I'll tell you, I'm scared of... it's so weird. I feel like I'm a city person, but then Oklahoma's the life, and there's my whole life, and I feel like there's beautiful nature, but the thought... We always mention it. The thought of getting, like, home intruders, people hunting you down in the woods.
Not that bad.
But would you rather... Are you more of a country person or a city person? You're kind of like a blend.
I think I'm a good blend. Like...
I think I'm a good blend, too. I'd rather like different aspects.
I literally would rather live in a huge city or, like, in the middle of nowhere. Just one of those two.
Because we kind of lived in between our whole lives.
Yeah. I mean, I lived on the outskirts of Oklahoma City before.
I live in a neighborhood. Like, a neighborhood.
Everyone does.
On the corner. Well, mine's, like, pretty tight space. I live on a corner with a stop sign in my front yard. Hopefully no one's jotting this down and tracking where I live.
I'll tell you the address. Just message me. I'll tell you Caden's address. I have it.
Can you know what it is right now?
No, but okay. I'll find it.
No.
I know how to get there.
I know how to get to your house, too.
Wow, I would hope so.
You have more family.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for. What a weirdly like toxic episode.
Very weird.
For us. it's your birthday, and I'm like, let's just ride on each other talking about how we're going to kill each other in the middle of the woods.
Let's just roast Caleb for no reason. That's how you...
Oh, come on. Leave. Leave, leave, leave.
You know what else left, Caden?
Huh?
You know what else left?
What?
Your air conditioner. Your cold air.
Yeah.
How about that, huh?
Let me
roast you for a second.
No, my air conditioner broke.
Yeah. Oh no. Play sad song.
No cold air. Rest in peace, cold air. We should make a song live one time.
No.
You gonna make a song one live?
I'm not creative enough for that.
We'll have like fan suggestions.
You go all in for that.
And we sing about whatever topic each other wants. You know what I'm talking about?
I think that'd be very difficult to do in an hour.
Watch me.
Let's just make a whole album. Let's just scratch. It's kind of late. Let's make an album over
24-hour RSC radio takeover, making an album.
I don't know about 24 hours. That's a little long.
It's only kind of late.
It's only kind of late. It's 3 in the morning.
Hear me snore?
Yeah.
Do you snore in your sleep?
I don't. I do not.
Lame. Shout out to all the snorers out there. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You get to scare everyone else in your house. Congratulations.
No. Trust me. I'm a deep sleeper. Like, you can't wake me up at all, period. Speaking of, everyone gets annoyed because I set ringtones on my phone. And everyone has this rumor that I'm not, like, trying to wake up for me. I'm trying to wake other people up to wake me up. And there could be a little bit accurate.
It could be. Maybe. A little.
It could be a little accurate in that statement.
Too many adjectives. It is. It is accurate.
One time my alarm was going off and I wasn't waking up. And I just feel a hand grab my foot. I literally went, And it was Caleb. He's waking me up. He's like, we gotta go. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because you had work the next day.
And we made it just fine.
That day? We had work that day. I said the next day. It was that day.
We made it just fine. Allegedly.
Let's ask Tip. Maybe we shouldn't ask Tip if we were late. It's a bad idea.
Cue Law and Order.
That'd be real awkward if someone didn't play that.
Yeah, and you're not going to do it. Tim, after he hears that story about me getting my foot grabbed. Me after I got my foot grabbed. Kill after he grabbed my foot.
It's enough. We can't keep doing that. We're going to bother the people.
They love it. They love Law and Order.
What about all the villains? What about all the criminals on Law and Order that get triggered by that sound?
That's us after we talked about the Black Plague. That's us going to jail for that.
It's funny.
What's your closest jail experience?
That's, first of all, too confidential. Second of all, I don't know.
Speeding. There's your answer,
why
everybody.
Why did you throw out my personal life on the air like that?
Well, I mean, sometimes you have a Mustang, so
I do.
Very proud. I have a little Honda Accord, so you feel me speeding, but on your car, you can't really feel it.
Also, I did buy myself a birthday gift for my car.
Okay, what is it?
It's a little tuner. You plug it into your car, you literally download something, and it makes your car faster. That's literally what it is.
Makes your car faster?
Yeah.
Just like the engine?
Yeah.
I thought that's not safe for some reason.
Because, no, it is. Because basically, I feel like I'm going to butcher this for anyone who actually is a mechanic and knows what they're talking about. But cars from factory have like really like, what's the word? Congested tunes. Like they make the car.
That's a new band name. They don't, also my stomach.
Congested tuned. They don't unlock everything your car can do for safety reasons.
Congested tubes.
So basically you can pay a company and they'll unlock your car basically.
Unlock it, like crack it? Yeah. Like a cracked iPhone?
Yeah. They'll root your iPhone.
That's kind of sus.
It is. Jailbreak your car. That's basically what it is.
Oh my gosh. I wanted to jailbreak my phone so bad as a kid.
Oh, I have jailbroken my phone many times.
Not smart.
I did like 2 years ago.
Why?
Because you can just add all these features.
But then they won't fix it.
It was past warranty.
Oh.
Actually, no, it wasn't. And then my phone broke like a week later and I literally restarted it and I got it fixed anyways.
Oh no, those people that are like bringing their phones are like, my phone's broken, and it's like jailbroken, there's like apps floating around, like, yeah, not even stationary. I'm like, how are they gonna fix that? Yeah. But I want the most embarrassing part is why I wanted to jailbreak it. I wanted to get like Minecraft mods.
Oh my goodness.
At the time. I used to love Minecraft. I think I'm on the come up. We're back at Minecraft Central.
If you want to join Caden's Minecraft server, email him. It's kind of late at gmail.com.
That's not the show. That's not the email, I mean.
It's kind of late.
If you want to be on the show, good segue. If you want to be on the show, simply email itskindalateshow@gmail.com for your chance to be on the show so we can talk to you about Minecraft and the Black Plague.
We promise that's not usually the scatterbrained.
But yeah, I just wanted to give Caleb his own special episode for his birthday and how to sweet. Do this revealing of his present, which he didn't sound like very excited for, but I hope he enjoys it.
Remember, you're supposed to suppress your emotions on air. That's the rule.
Okay, that's toxic masculinity.
No.
And also, it's time for a break. So after the break, we'll talk more about the Black Plague.
No, we Minecraft, will not. We're done. We're done with the Black Plague.
Minecraft, the Black Plague, Ellie Kemper, and so much more after this break. See y'all then. Welcome back to It's Kinda Late.
Okay.
I'm your host, Caden Coleman. I have my producer, Kayla the Broker. He's now 20 years old.
That's a fantastic song.
Thank you so much.
So I was thinking of this over the break, right? Your shirt says grateful.
Uh-huh.
And that made me think of this line in a song that's really good. What are some of your favorite, like, clever lines in songs?
Okay.
Because the one I'm thinking of is, oh my goodness, I just forgot the exact line.
The most clever, wow. First off,
let me look it up.
I just saw him know it and then forget it in his face, like in 0.2 seconds. The most genius line I've ever heard is from Frank Ocean. I see both sides like Chanel. That line is literally crazy. See, if you don't get it, he's talking about his eyeballs. But in the song, it's about the Chanel logo that has C's on both sides of the logo.
So basically, the line that I thought of just now, I had to look it up. It says, you want to be great? Take the E and put it after the T and add full to it. Grateful.
The full. That's,
if you want to be great, you take the E and put it after and add full to it, so then it becomes grateful.
Hmm.
I think that's pretty good.
Who's that from?
It's from a rapper.
Is it from NF?
No. It's not.
Who is it from?
It's from KB.
Call him KB. So KB.
But I always thought that was a really cool line, you know?
I like that.
He's saying, if you want to be great, be grateful.
My favorite line is, do you ever feel... No. Like a plastic bag.
No, that's...
Copyright strike.
Yeah.
But plastic bags... I felt that.
floating through the wind.
Katy Perry has some weird lines in her songs, but I still learn concert.
Concert?
Concert. I don't learn concert. Pretty good. Best concert you've ever been to? Go.
I don't know.
I haven't heard of them. That was so funny. Caleb is so emo today.
This is
this is so good. This is so good. This is so good.
I want everyone to react.
That's the audience at home dying laughing over that last joke. Stop it.
They're not actually laughing at you.
Wait, it's like, quiet down, y'all. Quiet down, y'all. Y'all in the back. I'm always talking for the people in the back. That's how it works.
Oh, okay. Because you're so loud, everyone can hear you from the back.
No.
Yeah.
I'm actually a pretty quiet person.
What? Since when?
I'm a pretty reserved introvert person, I think.
What was that?
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, not the truth.
What are you?
That?
What's that line like that Billy say? I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah.
Hold up.
That's the dumbest. Think about the dumbest line. I know you are, but what am I? That's so stupid.
Yeah, you see it mad at everyone.
But like here in middle school, it's like ugly. It's like, I know you are, but what am I? Like, get over it. You know what I mean? I never would call anybody ugly. But hearing that comeback was like, man, two peas in a pot.
But to be fair, it was like elementary school, so we knew no better. We knew no better.
We didn't know English either, apparently.
We did not know better.
No, but here's the thing, though, is that like, for being that young, we knew kind of a complex phrase. I know you are, but not. But what am I? That's a pretty complicated phrase for a young person.
True.
And we knew that just to bash somebody else.
And we knew when to say it, like the correct time to say it.
Though I'll tell you, these kids are more brutal than they used to be. I had a little cousin that walked in my backyard and was, not as big as mine. Can't walk around in here. It's so tight. How do you live?
He just roasted the crap out of your backyard.
I know. And I was like, what did it do to you?
Wow. But I can
kids,
see...
Kids, I hate being ageist, but...
You can be ageist. It's okay.
There's little kids nowadays that, I mean, like, wow.
They don't do much anymore.
Prove me wrong.
I have a bunch of sisters, and they don't do much.
I'll tell you, the funniest thing I've seen is that these TikTok memes with the iPad kids. Yeah. They, like, eat Cheetos and get all that on that screen protector.
And they always have the snot running out of their nose.
And they're like...
And they're not aware of it. And whenever they have the cup, they drink it with two hands, and they go... And they breathe in really heavily.
I wonder what the kids that are now watching Cocomelon are going to be like when they grow up.
Oh, man.
I think it
we
really...
The iPad kids are bad.
I literally think that the shows you watch as a kid make you to who you are today.
Absolutely.
So what did you watch as a kid?
I don't know.
VeggieTales?
A little bit. Not that much.
SpongeBob?
I was more of a Disney XD /...
Kid Bukowski.
A little bit.
Okay.
The shows that I watched the most as a kid was like, my mind is going blank. What's that show? We just talked about it like an hour ago.
Oh no. On the show?
Sweet
or no?
Life of Zack and Cody.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
I watched that show a lot.
Yeah.
And like
the crossover episodes of those shows where it's like Miley Cyrus is on the boat.
Those were pretty cool.
Those were crazy. I feel like
Phineas and Ferb was fun too.
I mean, screw Avengers Endgame. When Miley Cyrus was on the boat.
Or whenever the Wizards of Waverly Place were
like, on the boat.
Yeah. But isn't it weird how they're all in the same world?
No.
Like, technically, all those characters are in the same world.
I stand that decision.
Interesting.
I want... See, even when the biggest one, the funniest thing I've ever heard ever, I was talking about the Jimmy Neutron, Timmy Turner.
That's a good one, yeah.
Crossover, which is fairly odd parents. I was talking about that, and someone turns towards me, and they go, do you mean Timmy Turner Power Hour? And they were, like, looking at me dead in my eyes, like, I'm so stupid. And it was the funniest thing ever.
Do you mean Princess Leia?
Should I bring up that story? I think I already talked about that on the show.
Maybe. Who knows?
In case you didn't know, I was asking my friend about popular funerals, right? Because I was thinking about my own. And just kidding, that's not true. But I was like, oh, like when Princess Diana died, it was probably the biggest thing ever.
Which is fair.
Like the biggest flowers were, ever. The flowers were just pouring out of the cemetery. It was so wild. And around the time Carrie Fisher died, and I have a friend that's a big Star Wars fan, and he turns towards me, like, again, I have one brain cell, and he tells me, do you mean Princess Leia?
Hold up.
And my other friend spit take, I was peeing my pants.
Laughing. To clarify, you were laughing.
Laughing.
He wasn't just peeing his pants.
I was just there like, No, but that was the most funny thing ever. Well, that's the good test. I feel like if kids don't know who Princess Diana is, I think that's the problem.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I don't completely know who she is either, so I would fail
that test. Okay, so get out of the room.
Okay, bye.
Bye. It's been nice. Okay. Okay. We'll keep him on for another episode. But no, we stand Princess Diana. Probably don't know who that. She got in the car accident. It was a huge deal. I mean, I wasn't alive for it, but I know about it through history class. See, now they're going to talk about Charlie D'Amelio in history class. Isn't that crazy? Oh, he's not going to talk now. He feels shamed. Fine, you can talk. You don't know who Diana is.
I thought I was leaving. So I left.
No, but picture sitting in a history class like years down the line.
They're going to talk about COVID.
Which is?
And everything else that happened in 2020.
How about TikTok?
Yeah. It's your favorite.
I like TikTok. It's not my favorite. I like Twitter.
No, it's your favorite.
I like Twitter.
Why are you bullying me?
You love TikTok. You.
I don't love TikTok that much.
What's your favorite then?
Probably Twitter.
Copier.
I'm on it the most.
I like Gmail.
When
you get like Hotmail.
I like Yahoo. I like AOL Messenger.
I like MySpace.
I like 4chan.
I like smoke signals.
What is that?
Smoke signals.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a smoke signal is?
Oh, come on.
Back in like the American... It's like the Native American days, and they would like set fires and like...
Oh, I thought it was a website.
No.
I was like, bruh. The website. You're going to tell... You're looking at me, I'm so stupid for not knowing smoke signals, but you don't know Princess Diana.
I know who Princess Diana is, but I don't know like everything about her like you probably
did. Oh, gosh. I was like, what is smokesignals.com? I never heard of that ever.
Let's see.
Yeah, let's see if it's a website. Smokesignals.com. Smokesignals.com. That's my website. Just pictures of me on there.
There is a building.
What? Okay, everybody. Go to... You don't have
Smokesignals.com, and it leads you to building82.com.
It's just a building.
And it's a building you can email.
Everybody email the building and say, Pikachu equals 23. Caleb is typing it right now. Okay, I thought it just crashed. I thought if it just crashed our computer. If you go, was it Smokesignals?
Signals.com
and then send them an email, Pikachu equals 23. Make it the subject as well and just send it. No questions, nothing else.
This is an episode of something else.
It's chaotic energy. If they watches the email us like, well, stop
you,
talking
your brain
about
just
us.
Did not work for
I know. Watch them email us and be like, stop talking about us. Pikachu does not equal 23.
All right, I think that's enough.
All right, this episode has been a skit the whole time. Woo! Whoa.
What was the skit?
Life.
I forgot.
We all get played.
Life is a skit.
Yeah, and we're all playing it. We're all playing our roles.
Deep thoughts with Caden Coleman, part two.
Cut the cameras. I'm doing a lot of in the play of life. I'm doing a lot of improv.
Isn't everybody?
Deep questions. Isn't everybody? Is live scripted or is it improv? Tell us.
It's definitely improv. But we make our own script.
It's definitely improv for me. The only scripted part is our episode is coming to an end. Oh, I know. Quiet down. I know. But guess what? We went to our usual format. I was kind of late. Next week. So we'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning on to this very chaotic episode celebrating Caleb's birthday. We talked about Black Plague and Minecraft and smokesignals.com. So we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend and safe weekend, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.